Okay, so this sikh is really referring to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that talks about the din of Sreifa by Erbas Isha Obita. So he's bringing in now, we'll bring it over here, because as we go on a little bit later, he's going to point out the question of Gzera with Gzera by Shnias. So we're bringing it over here, even though it's not really the main point, right? So Ravuna learns it referring to something that has nothing to do with us again, but learns it, the din of Sreifa by Isha Obita, from Ervas, Isha Ubita, Lotika, Led, Bat Benavet, Bat Pita, Lotikach, Megalot Ervatar, and it says She'eraina, Zimahi, our famous Gzereshava, it says Zima is a Gzereshava from the case of Isha, Shinikach, Isha, Ve'et Ima, there is a Zimahi Beish Tisrofu, which means that Zima means Srefa. So therefore, Zima, Gzereshava. So it says over there, Ba'esh Tisrofu. So by Ervas Isha Ubita, it says Zima. By Ervas Isha Ve'ima, it says Zima. So then, it's Besreifa. And Malamat, and Shloshan Doris, Bas, Bita, Bas, Bina, Bas, and her. So that's two Doris Lamata, with his wife. It's three Doris. Aflamala, Shloshan Doris, meaning including his wife. Three Doris, Ervas Isha Ve'ima, is the same thing. So his mother-in-law and his grandmother-in-law, Mala Mata below Taser, Ervas Isha Ubita Lotikach, Afla Malam below Taser. It's the same thing, even though it doesn't say the fairish, but it's the same halach, and we learn it from the Gzereshav. Mala Malam Derech Nisuin. Furthermore, it says Isha Sheyikach Isha Vitima. So over there, it's Dachke Derech Nisuin. So to Afla Mata is Derech Nisuin. Isha Ubita, meaning he married Isha Ubita. And just like by Ervas Isha the Ima, so it's Be'esh Yisrofu means Sreifa, Aflamatan is Be'sreifa. Ma'alamatan asa bat zachar kebat mekeva. Furthermore, just like Isha, Ben Bina, Uben Bita is the same, so to Lamala asa zachar aim ke'em mekeva. Aim zachar ke'em mekeva. So just like the mother of the mother-in-law is Aser, the mother of the father-in-law is Aser, because in the other direction, that is Isha, the grandmother, and Bat Bina. Bat Bina here is his original wife. So it's the same thing in the inverse. Ma'islach lemeimar. So which ones are missing? You want to add the cases that we just had before about Eim Chamiv, the Eim Chamoto. Right, that needs to that's a further. So aim chamiv, aim chamoto. We add now, but it says earlier lotia aim aviv ke aim chamiv. So are we not going to say that his father's mother, his grandmother, should be at least as chomer as his father-in-law's mother? You understand? So isn't it clear that your grandmother from your own, from your paternal grandmother, is certainly going to be usher if your paternal grandmother-in-law is usher? How could it be that an in-law will be more chayev than your real grandmother? Therefore, usher eshet avi aviv ibneim aviv. Basically, what we did over here is what we said before. It was gzera legzera, we thought, because since we ushered your grandmother from the mother's side, because you have the equivalent of a mother on the mother's side, you don't have the equivalent of a father, of a mother on the father's side, because he's a father. So we said your grandmother, your paternal grandmother, is no different than your maternal grandmother, but your maternal grandmother is also a gzera, so it's like gzera legzera. So why is it gzera legzera? It's basically one gzera. It's because we asked it ke'em chavmi, not because we asked it ke'em iman. That's the pshat. So, and also eshet avi imo mipnei ein imo. Eshet avi imo is not a gzera la gzera. Eshet avi imo is a gzera because of ein imo directly, because lotia eshet ben beno kibat ben ishto. Same thing was true about kalato, as we mentioned. No, we're just saying. We don't really mean that it's us. What we mean is that the Isser Drabon is one step away, not two steps. The way we were looking at until now, it's two steps. And he's saying, why do you have such two steps away? It's both of them is a kal v'chomer. Obviously, we can't create a new erva from a kal v'chomer. But the Rabbanan answered because of this idea.
The logic of it.
Yeah. But not because first we asked the grandmother for the mother, then we asked the two different steps. Not two different steps. Same thing is true about kalato. Lo tiyeh eshet ben b'no, kibat ben ishtam, and I ask you. Torah says beferish, your wife's granddaughter is an diraisa, right? So now your own grandson's wife is not as good. If your son's wife is asos kala, and your wife's, which is also a marriage, granddaughter is asos midiraisa. So your granddaughter through marriage to your own son shouldn't be asos. It's the same thing. So that means that they were gezer not because of kalat bino, that was kalat bito. We thought, where does kalat bito come from? First we asked for kalat bino one generation later. Then we asked, but wait, I mean, it's not shayach, the kalat on the girl side, I mean, she can't be married to a woman, unless we're saying, okay, but since we have a kalat bino, so we include a kalat bito. No. Says, well, that's two steps. It's not two steps. But it's the same logic. Does it make sense to say that it shouldn't be at least the same as your wife's granddaughter? It's the same thing. So therefore, we're not being gozer kalat bito because of kalat ben beno, and then that because of kalat beno. We're being gozer in basically the same idea of kosher b'nekeva. We're inverting it from bat ishto. Furthermore, because Zolotia Eshet Ben Bito, Kibat Bat Ishto. So therefore, isn't the idea here that your grandson, even though she's from your daughter, your grandson's wife shouldn't be at least as usher as she's your granddaughter-in-law. So if you marry a woman who has a granddaughter, it's also a granddaughter-in-law, no? So granddaughter-in-laws are usher menatera, if it's through the marriage of a woman. Fine, it's a granddaughter and all of them in Rabbanan, if they're married through your grandson. It's the same idea. But it's a direct is there, it's completely parallel. Your wife has a son who has a daughter. Right? You have a daughter who has a son who's married. So you, there's the direct descendant, and then one marriage in between you and that daughter. Here, the marriage starts on the top to the woman, and then goes down directly to the daughter. It's exactly the same situation. A granddaughter-in-law. So it's not two steps, the way you guys were learning in the Bavli. It's one step, basically. Beautiful. Beautiful analysis. Striking. Hesiv Reb Chagai, Kamei Reb Yossi. Reb Chagai, yes, in front of Reb Yossi. You're right, it's a beautiful analysis, but Rob... I mean, Matnita Pliga al Rav. Rav was saying, I mean, this is basically the same idea. The Kol Shinekeva Asur Min Atayr. So Ki Yotzi Ve Bezorcha is Asur Min Rabban. That's basically what we're saying over here. The granddaughter-in-law for your wife was in the Keva. She's Asura. So you're saying, so the similar case of Bezorcha as a wife is also in the Keva. That's what you said to Gabi, your uncle through your mother and so on. The Mishnah clearly doesn't hold in that. Because mutaru adam be'eshet chargo, says over here, guy gets married, and his wife has a son. So that son goes and gets married. He is allowed to marry, if they get divorced, he's allowed to marry the wife of the son of his son from his wife. Now, if what you're saying is true, that the Nekeva is Asura, and the Nekeva is certainly Asura, because the daughter of the son of the wife is Asura, so then, according to you, the wife of the son of your wife, should also be Asura, because she is the equivalent female of the male, of the female who would be Asura if she hadn't had a grandson but had a granddaughter. So clearly, the Mishnah is saying, Beferish, Mutar Adam the Eshet Ben Chorgo. So the whole thing breaks down just from that one case. This whole analysis breaks down. That's an in-law situation, except it's an in-law on the side of your wife. Okay, but over here, why isn't it the same? And nonetheless, he's asur bibito. He's not allowed to marry the daughter of that guy, right? So how do you explain that? And here, you say if it was bat ishto, it would be asur diraisa. And we ask her bat chorgo because of a shnia. But we don't ask her the equivalent case if it's chorgato. Elo chorgato shema eino asur ba. This choreget, the daughter of his wife. She's asur minatara, right? That's Eves Isha Ubi. So chorgo zachar rishtoz mutaris. And yet, the other way around, it's asur. Now, obviously, the answer we know already from the Bavli, right? The answer is that over here, it's not the same at all. Over here, you're trying to compare to a double in-law to a one in-law. All we said is it doesn't matter. Please try to remember the icon, the picture in front of your brain. When you marry a woman, that's one marriage. Now we're talking about comparing when it's your direct lineage to a marriage, where the marriage is on top. And over here, the marriage is on the bottom. So we're saying it's the same thing. What's the difference? The marriage comes to create the relationship to the top woman. Or the marriage comes to the grandson to create the relationship to the bottom woman. It's one marriage to a woman at the bottom of three generations. And over here, it's three generations, one marriage to the woman. Same thing. But you're trying to compare it, my friend, to a double marriage. You're saying one marriage up on top where he marries a woman, carry it down to the third generation's son, who then gets married to a woman, and now you're saying the two marriages is the equivalent of one marriage. That's not true. Two marriages is not the equivalent of one marriage. And we did not answer two in-laws. That's a double in-laws that Jewish women ask. It's an obvious answer. That's what we answer in the Bavli. Yerushalmi doesn't bother answering. It's like, okay, well, you do the Bavli kash. If you can't figure out yourself, go to sleep and, you know, smoke your pipe. I mean, but we understand that there is an answer to this question. Okay. Reb Zrikan, B'shem Rebbe Chanina, says, Eshet Chamiv is Asura because of Maris Ayin. Point over here. Your father-in-law's wife is Asura not because of any Erva. It's only a Maris Ayin thing. Because it's similar to the same halach as we say. Because what are you going to say? You're going to say that Arur Shochev in Chotanto is called his Choten's wife. Is that what you're going to say? In other words, you're going to say the same way that the Torah asked Eshes Aviv to the son. So too, it's asking your father-in-law, you're supposed to treat your father-in-law like a father. So just like it says, you're not supposed to be Shochev with your father, meaning your father's wife, as the Oror. So Oror Shochev in Chotanto. So maybe you'll say that a father-in-law who is married to a woman who is not the mother of your wife is Asur Midiraisa. So then how do you explain the fact that David actually got married to the wife of Shaul? He married Rizpah Bas Aya, correct? Shaul was his father-in-law. How did he marry Rizpah Bas Aya? Maybe you'll try to tell me that maybe it was Shalokadin. It says Beferit. Shenemar. The Torah says this is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him. Et nelechad beit adonecha vet nishay adonecha b'chekecha. But the Torah is being mavasar David. I'm going to give you a serum d'iraisa. I mean, obviously, the wives of Shaul, who was his father-in-law, are mutarot to him, because he's not married to their daughter. So if the Rabbanan asked it, it could only be a shniyah. They answered it also. Didn't have a similarity to the wife of a father, but certainly not miyikradim. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Elazar says shnei chordim shegadlu b'vayet achat asurim min hasei mitnei maritayin. If a man and a woman were previously married, one has a son and one has a daughter from a previous marriage, and now the two parents go and get married, the children should not marry each other because of maris ayin. Because people say, not a brother and a sister. Yeah. So also, if the Kamei Reb Chanina Berei, the Rabbi Avu, and a mice like that came with exactly this, Omar, and he said, Yizbun batar alo chachim elon. Let them go and get married in Cyprus. You know? But the Rabbanon won't make them problems, and nobody knows them. Because it's not really an Isser. Once they get married, Beheter in Cyprus, and they come back, the Rabbanon will recognize them. Because, in other words, once they weren't over, you're not chayef to be meitzi because of Maris Ayin. You're just not machnas because of Maris Ayin. So make the place. Make the chas in a place where there's no Maris Ayin. At Taman Tanina in Krisis, we learn, it says over there that it's possible to be chayev on a granddaughter, to be chayev seven different kata'ot. It creates a crazy case over there where it's bito, is kalato, is achot ishto, is eshet achiv, is eshet achi aviv, and is an eshet ish, and is anida. Okay? Now, unfortunately, to understand the Gemara, we need to think about the case. All right? Do we have time? Do we have five more minutes? Yeah, you're looking.
Three more minutes.
I don't know. We'll try. I don't know if we can do it 3 minutes. Okay. So let's say we have now Yaakov. We're calling Yaakov as if he's Yaakov Avinu. Right? So he's got. We're going to call the names after Yaakov's name. Sorry. So now this Yaakov, who is the husband of Rachel, as we're taking it, he has another daughter from his wife Zilpah. Okay. And the name of his daughter was, of course, Timna. Okay. So he goes, now Timna goes ahead and gets married to Lavan. Now, Lavan is not related because,
Rachel's father?
No, Zilpah was not related. Zilpah was not related to him. She's just not with that marriage. No, she's not related. Okay. So now he has a daughter with Zilpah by the name of Leah. So now this Leah turns out to be a granddaughter to Yaakov. Okay. So now, so she's Bas Timna, Bas Yaakov. So Leah's Bas Timna, Bas Yaakov. Okay. Now, she is also the sister of his wife from the father, because she is a sister to Leah, to Rachel. Leah is a sister to Rachel, but she's also his grandfather, Yaakov's granddaughter. Okay, so she is now Achot Ishto, and she is also Bat Bito. All right, so not only that, when Leah goes and now gets married to Yaakov's son Reuben, she now becomes his kalato. So she's kalato, is bat bito, is eshet, who's achot ishto. Okay. So far it's simple. Reuven dies, okay. Now Leah gets married to Yaakov's brothers. So she now becomes an eshet ach. Yaakov's brothers die, and she now gets married to Yishmael, the brother of Yitzchak, who is Yaakov's uncle. Okay? So now she becomes Eshet Achi Aviv. Again, assuming all these guys were Jewish. Yeah, they're all Jewish. So now she's also Eshet Achi Aviv. Okay? So now Yaakov accidentally sleeps with Leah, who is also a Nida. Okay? While Yishmael is still around. So now he's going to be Chayev because of her being Bastin. Huh? So that's one of the chiyuv of Bito. It's going to be chayav because she's kalato, because she was originally married to Reuven, right? And he's going to be chayav because of Achos Ishto, because she's also Laman's daughter, which is Achos Rachel, and Rachel was his original wife. She's also going to become chayav because of Eshes Achiv, because they married her afterwards, after Reuven died. She's also going to be Eshet Achi Aviv, because she married Yishmael. Yishmael is the brother of Yitzchak, who is Yaakov Avinu's brother. His father's brother, Avram, Yitzchak's brother. And she's also an Eshes Ish, because Yishmael was still around. And she's also a Nid. So we can create a lot of nice additional chnyut. Okay. So says Rabbi Yosi, Im Avar HaZaken V'Nas'a, suppose, now, the grandpa, okay, Yaakov's father, Yitzchak, Yishmael's brother, goes ahead and marries Leah. If Yaakov now sleeps with her, there's also an additional Isser of Eshes Aviv. So you can get an additional one. What exactly did this Yitzchak do that was wrong? Because all he did that was wrong, ma'avar aval divrei sofrim. Since she's only asura al divrei sofrim, it was a shnia, because Leah was bas bino. Okay? So, or kalas bino. Right? But he was only over now on shnias, and therefore it was chal, and since it was chal, there becomes now another iser to bring a chatas because of eshes avi. Okay. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Avu shal Rabbi Yochanan hada omer shnias emayin hefsek. Can we understand from that mishnah that there's no hefsek to the shnias? Because at this point we thought that it was bas b'no that we'll be being mechayev him on. And bas b'no was not mentioned in the brisa at all, and must be because bas b'no is an erva min haTorah, bas b'no is asura, and it's asura l'chol adoros. Omales Rabbi Yochanan said, v'chishnia v'shnia shanino lo shnia v'divrei Torah. Is it not true that all of the cases that we said before were shnias directly? And like Bar Kappara said before, where did we ever see shnias to make gzera l'gzera? Rekulo mishum kalas b'no. When we said that Yitzchak was over, it's because it was a shnia. It was a shnia that was the, which shnia kalas b'no? That was the case. Ben b'no. Rukhiski b'shem Rabbi Yonah said Rabbi Abu never said that. It was not Rabbi Avu who asked this to Rabbi Yochanan. You got the story wrong. It was Rabbi Lazar who asked Rabbi Yochanan. You listed shmona shnios, right? Why are there not nine? Now we're learning that there's nine. Because in the Brisa we had eight. Remember those were the eight, the four of the eight we had in the Bavli. Whereas the case of the Mishnah increases, it says that there was also bas b'no, and bas b'no is the ninth. We didn't mention bas b'no. We mentioned only bas b'no. And that was when he said, it's mishum kalas b'no. The Isra on the Zarkain over on Yitzhak was not because of bas b'no. It was because of kalas b'no, and therefore there's no raya that there's a nine. Hadron aloch. At least halachadalot. Okay. We'll see if we can continue tomorrow or not.